This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Despite the recent rain and projections that El Nino is on its way, there's little chance that the storms will end California's drought. At least Governor Jerry Brown's not counting on it. Last month, he issued an executive order saying that if the drought continues through January, then he's extending the state's mandatory 25% water cutbacks. Those restrictions have had an unexpected consequence for some in the Bay Area. Though their water use has gone down, their bills have gone up. KLW's water reporter Audrey Dilling joins me now to explain. Hey, Audrey.
Hi.
So why are people paying more for water when they're actually using less?
Well, before we get to that, let me just stop you right there and blow your mind with this.
No one pays for water. Not just in California. Anywhere.
Okay, so that was Nusha Ajami. She's the director of urban water policy at Stanford's Water in the West program.
Okay, well, I pay for water every month. I get a bill. So she's wrong.
Yeah, you'd think so. But water is a little different from the other bills you pay. It's a natural resource that already exists. It's a public good. But the electricity that you use at home, say, a power company needs to generate that electricity before it can sell it to you.
Okay, so what exactly is my water bill then?
Well, technically, you're paying for everything that it takes to get safe, clean drinking water to your house. That's things like reservoir maintenance, water treatment, staff, pipe maintenance, things like that.
Yeah, but my bill does go up if I use more water. So how do you explain that?
Okay, so most Bay Area water agencies charge a flat service fee on every bill. And then they'll charge a variable rate that goes up based on how much water you use. Mm-hmm. I'll let Ajami take it from there.
The idea is you want to make sure everybody has access to cheap water or affordable water for their basic needs. And then beyond that, if you want to use it for other purposes, then you have to pay more.
Okay, I understand that. But that brings me back to our original question. We are using a lot less water than we used to.
Yeah, 27% since the governor's mandate.
Okay, so then why are we paying more for the same water?
Right. Well, all that stuff that it takes to get the water to your house, the staff, the pipes, it all costs money. And it costs relatively the same amount of money regardless of how much water you use. Uh-huh. I talked to Sophia Skoda about this. She's treasury manager for the East Bay Municipal Utilities District. And here's what she had to say.
So as you might imagine, though, in times of drought where we're asking people to conserve, a rate structure which is based on, you know, assuming that we're going to sell a certain amount of water and so therefore recoup a certain amount of revenue to support our largely fixed cost, changes. We're selling a lot less water because we want to be selling a lot less water, but we've got to recoup essentially the same amount of revenue.
And it's not just that. The drought has actually added to the tab. Like, East Bay Mud had to spend $25 million on extra water from an outside source this year because its usual supply ran low. And they're spending extra money on PR campaigns about the drought. Other agencies have had to do these things, too.
Okay, so customers are using less water and less money is coming in to cover those costs.
Exactly. The governor's cutbacks threw all the budgets out of whack. And there's this whole public process that needs to happen to reset them. In the meantime, the Bay Area's three major water utilities had budget shortfalls in the tens of millions. Mm. I'm talking about East Bay Mud, the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, and the Santa Clara Valley Water District.
So these agencies basically had to charge more to make up the difference.
Right. EB Mud added a surcharge to their bills that goes up based on how severe the drought is. The San Francisco PUC didn't raise rates on its residential customers in the city, but it passed the bill on in other ways. So did Santa Clara Valley.
So is there a better way to bill for water?
Well, that's part of what Stanford's Nusha Ajami researches. She says agencies basically need to bump up that flat rate they charge customers and divide the fixed costs more evenly among users.
So that way, no matter how much water people use, the water utilities will be able to cover the cost of service.
But what about that would make people conserve, besides just, you know, doing the right thing?
Well, that's the defense for the system we have now. Sophia Skoda from East Bay Mud says you kind of have to ding people. She says back in the day, they did divide costs evenly.
Every home paid $50 a month for their water bill, and it didn't matter how much water they used. And actually, you know, in a lot of the country where water is not as limited as it is in the western part of the United States, that continues to be the mode in terms of how utilities charge for that water. But in the West, where water is more scarce, what we found over time is that, you know, people really value resources when they're actually paying on a per unit basis, because they're paying for every unit they use.
So we need to find a way to encourage conservation, but also raise enough money for these agencies to keep running.
Yeah. And, you know, probably the second biggest problem for water agencies, besides the drought, is disintegrating infrastructure. And they have to pay for that. A lot of the pipes out there are more than 100 years old. Some of them were only built to last around 50. And it's hard to innovate and create more sustainable water supplies when you're out there responding to water main breaks all the time.
So it sounds like a real balancing act.
Yeah, with a lot of priorities, like, how do you price one of Earth's most valuable resources, which also happens to be a human right? It's tricky business.
Well, thank you very much. That's KALW's Audrey Dilling. Find more water stories at KALW.org. Click Cross Currents.